how many of your business owners have explored the world of rafting and compared it with challenges of your entrepreneurship journey? Hey, you are listening to Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Savita Hosamani. We at Dream 100 Business Show are on a mission to help business owners to move to the next level in their personal and business journey by helping them to make smarter decisions. In this show, we decode what goes on in the minds of successful business owners during challenging times and how they converted their dreams into profitable products or services. Yes, in this episode, we are diving into this thrilling world of whitewater rafting to uncover valuable insights for navigating the challenges of business and leadership. First and foremost, in rafting, one encounters rapids. Now, what are these rapids? When we talk about rapid in river lingo, we are basically talking about those super fast and wild parts of the river where water's rushing like crazy, making big waves and splashes. That's a rapid. Rapids can be a bit tricky to navigate because of all the turbulence and the rocks, but they make the river rafting exciting. Now, when we draw parallels between this adventurous journey of river rafting with rapids and the journey of a successful business, both are more or less similar. Rapids are frightening. Of course, sometimes challenges, market situations in business can be equally frightening. What requires over there is skillful navigation and teamwork, so that we will be able to conquer these challenges. And in terms of the river rafting, it is this rapids which we conquer. So now first, let's draw a parallel between leadership in rafting as well as in business. In rafting, there is a skilled guide who will be guiding the team through these dangerous waters. And when we come back to the business world, it is like a business leader who is navigating the company through this turbulent markets. So what does it require when the situation becomes turbulent? Leaders require clear vision and the decision-making abilities so that they are able to inspire and motivate the team to face these challenges, isn't it? So now let's draw parallels between the teamwork which happens in rafting and in business. In rafting, what happens is rafting requires synchronized paddling. When the guide says forward paddling, everybody should move their paddles in such a way so that the raft moves forward with seamless coordination among team members. One is able to tackle these rapids effectively. Now let's look at the business scenarios. Even in business, teamwork works on collaboration. Every individual will play a crucial role so that they are able to achieve a common goal. Now, moving on, let's talk about risk management. In rafting, all the rafters must assess the hazards of the river and they make split-second decisions to ensure safety. Sometimes rafting requires the rafters to move forward or to move backward or to stay still. So that is the decisions which rafters have to take. Similarly, entrepreneurs or business owners must identify and mitigate risks. to safeguard their ventures and seize opportunities for growth. Similarly, entrepreneurs will identify the market situation where sometimes they need to move aggressively forward and sometimes they need to take a step behind. And sometimes all they have to do is just sit still and watch. Now, let's move on to the next parallel, which is adaptability. Rafters must quickly adjust to the changing river conditions. You never know how fast the rapids will come or how fast the river is moving and when you will be encountering a current. Similarly, businesses must stay agile to respond to the evolving market trends, customers' demands, and competitive pressures. These are all the changing conditions in business scenario. Now, let's move on to the fifth parallel, that is communication. Communication is very, very important, be it in the world of rafting or in the world of business. Clear instructions and effective feedback are essential for navigating the rapids or the challenges in business. Now, let's move on to the next parallel, that is resilience. Rafters and entrepreneurs face setbacks, but it is their resilience that enables them to bounce back, learn from failures, and continue their pursuit of success so as to achieve their target or their goals. Now, let's move on to the seventh parallel. Preparation, which is the cornerstone of success in every domain, be it in rafting or in business. So when one is scouting the river or conducting market research, thorough planning increases the likelihood of overcoming challenges and achieving the desired outcomes. Moving on to the eighth parallel, customer experience is very, very important. So, the rafting guides take on the responsibility of delivering an unforgettable adventure for every rafter who is taking this rafting journey. Businesses must also focus on providing invaluable service and value so as to build loyalty and reputation for their clients. Now, let's move on to the ninth parallel, where one should not forget to celebrate success, be it big or small. Whether it's conquering challenging rapids or reaching significant milestones in business, acknowledging achievements boosts the morale and it fuels the drive for future endeavors. With these insights from the world of whitewater rafting, let's draw inspiration to our approach of entrepreneurship and leadership in the business world. I hope each one of you will draw value from these parallels. And if you want to have a visual impact of this entire experience, you can also watch the video on YouTube of Dream 100 Business Show channel. Join us next time as we proceed on to explore more unexpected parallels in everyday experiences. Thank you for tuning into Dream 100 Business Show. Until next time, stay adventurous and entrepreneurial. This is Savita Hosamane signing off. Thank you so much. And please do subscribe to our show and write back with your suggestions of what you would like to hear. As usual, we are always waiting to hear from you. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful listener.